Hello, welcome back to our podcast.
Hello.
We're so excited to be here. Thank you for listening in. We did finally have a name. Yeah, we thought of it.
On episode 5, we finally found a name. Yeah. The whole hand of episodes.
I know.
Yeah. Would you like to tell us what the name is?
Well, so the name is, if you hadn't already guessed, it's called Yap O'Clock. And what's funny is that we thought of this name way before we even started.
Yeah, the first episode, recording. I think I said, welcome to Yap O'Clock.
Yeah, that's one of the first things that you said.
Yeah.
And we were like, we should actually name it Yap O'Clock. But then we were like, oh, I don't know. And then we said, let's just do it. That's the name that's been sticking.
Yeah.
As we've been.
But it feels right.
Pondering.
So yeah. We have a name now. We are no longer nameless creatures out.
In the wild.
In the wild, we're really. We've been tamed. We have a name.
We've been tamed. We have a name.
Yes.
We're so excited to be here. Thank you so much for listening and watching and enjoying. And we didn't officially launch yet as we are filming this, but thank you in advance for all the kind, positive feedback that you've been giving
us. That you better have been giving us. Be nice to us.
Be nice to us. We're literally just girls.
We're literally just girls filming because, you know, our setup is crazy right now.
It really is. Do you want to explain it?
Yeah. So here's what we have. What's your camera?
Sony A6000.
So we have that, and it's on a tripod, but the tripod has arms, so it grabs one of the chairs we're currently sitting on. It sits here normally, but we push it back, and then that's gripping the top here of the chair, and then we have a little ring light next to it, but that's on a tripod, but the tripod there doesn't have grippy arms, so we use one of my hair ties to tie it to the chair, and then over there, our other light, also we use natural light this way. And then over there, we have my old desk chair that's too big for my room, so it sits in the kitchen. It's an IKEA chair, and it's really nice.
It's not a rolly chair, but it looks like one.
It looks like a rolly chair, but it doesn't have rolly wheels, and that's why I hate it. But on top of it, on an armrest, is my desk light that has a broken clock, and sometimes it will just chirp at me. Like a ghost is changing the settings, like it'll just chirp.
Oh my gosh.
Once I walked around my house with the socks on and my carpet, and I statically charged myself, and I touched the lamp, and I broke the clock.
Oh my god.
I had that much static electricity that I cracked the interior
clock.
You
had the power.
Yeah. And then that's sitting, and then it's pointed directly at us. And that is how we...
Oh, and we have our ceiling light
as well. And then...
That's all the light sources that we have.
Yeah. I don't know if people have noticed that we have two different microphones.
We do have two different microphones.
Because I had one previously, and then...
And then I bought one for the podcast. This thing was like $25 on Amazon.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, it gets good audio
it's
recording.
It's really good.
I like it.
She's really good.
She's really good.
Yeah. So that's our current setup. So it's like, what do they say? Like,
we're like low budget.
Absolutely. We're indie. Currently, as we stand, we're an indie podcast.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, you discovered us before we blew up.
Congratulations, you are listening to an indie podcast. How do you pat yourself on the back? That's really impressive. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, supporting, you're doing so well.
Can I say they're supporting a small business?
Ooh, we're not a business. We're not a business. But unless you would like to...
If you would like to sponsor us, your ad could be right here. When we were thinking about what to do, we thought that we'd make like a little like cardboard cutout and say your ad here.
I think that would be funny. We should still probably
do that. That's funny.
We should add little elements as we go along.
Yeah. Like we think that maybe one day we'll have a shelf here. That's the plan. So I can put my 8-ball up there.
Exactly. It's just going to be like the podcast knickknacks.
Yeah. And then maybe we'll put like a Polaroid of us in case people forget who's the podcast, you know.
100%. It's
when we
like,
have robots take over and do this podcast for us. Yes. Our OG photo will be there. Mm-hmm. You want a neon sign. I'm sorry. You keep speaking and I keep talking.
No, that's okay. I think we're just both really excited about this topic. You wanted the neon sign, but I like the neon sign as well. I think it's a really great like addition.
Yeah. Because here's my vision.
Yes.
Your ad here, right? Mm-hmm. And then when we get too many ads and we become rich and famous,
right?
We can start, I'm thinking shelf here, shelf on your side. So it's like we have a shelf.
Oh, and then
we have
cute.
A clock here that says Yap Clock, but it's a neon sign. Mm-hmm. And then we keep going up with the shelves.
Yeah.
And then by that point, we won't have your ad here. We'll have your ad here.
It'll
be a physical product.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's my vision.
I love that.
Thank you.
I think that's great.
I try.
And I think that'll be fun to see... over the next, like, however long we do this podcast.
Forever.
Which hopefully, yeah, it would be forever.
We'll be old women, and people will make edits of us getting old.
Oh my gosh, like fan cams. Yeah. Can we please, somebody make a fan cam of us?
Oh, you
not a weird, cringy fan cam, but like a cool fan cam, okay?
Well, you know this. I know that I will have made it as a Z-list celebrity when somebody makes a fan edit of me that I don't, and I don't know them. You made a fan edit of me for my birthday.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted one. Mm-hmm. And I love it very much. But I want a random stranger on the internet to collect clips of me, which sounds really weird.
So weird.
And then put me into CapCut and make little, like, edits of me with, like, my lips are like sugar. Like, I want a fan edit of me.
Oh my God, yeah, that's when you know you've made it.
That's when I've known. When people spend their precious moments of life making edits of me for some reason, that's how I know I've made it.
Yeah.
When people are willing to give up what they have of a life.
When you give strangers joy.
Yeah.
Enough that they want multiple photos and videos of you living on their phones.
Yeah. And then I want somebody to put that as their wallpaper, and then when we're on the red carpet, they'll be like, Isabella, or I'm sorry, they'll be Spaghetti 49, look, and they'll show their phone to me, and then they'll hit the play, like, they'll hold their home screen, and then it'll play an edit of me, and I'll just be like,
oh my God,
and I'll be like, send that to me,
DM me on Instagram,
I'll have my DMs for you. Yeah,
so fun. Yeah, I think that's gonna be great.
That's what I want. I want to be a fan edit, because it also, it plays into how I'm perceived.
Ooh, we've spoken about this before.
Yeah. How am I perceived? What song did you pick for me in your edit?
Why did you choose that song?
What clips are you showcasing of me? Because are you showing me, like, being sad? Are you showing me being like, me, 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 me? Or, like, what clips are you choosing of me in your edit?
Yeah.
Because that tells me how you perceive me.
That is true. That goes
mic
deep.
Drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
One thing about us is we'll be like, da-da-da-da. You guys ever think about dying?
Yeah.
Like in the Barbie movie.
100%. That's what we do all the time. We have, like, lighthearted conversations, and then all of a sudden we go, like, super deep down, childhood trauma, oh my gosh, existential crisis.
Our
questions.
Car rides get really deep.
Yeah.
We'll be driving, and we'll have, like, coffee. I'll be like, this coffee's really good. Once when I was little, I had a coffee, and then like, it'll be like, it'll just, well, like, that, and then we just drop immediately into it. I think that's beautiful.
I know there's been multiple times where we've been hanging out all day, and we've been like, la, 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 doing whatever, and then all of a sudden, like, on the car ride home, I'll be like, you know, I'm so thankful for you and everything that you've done in my life, and I've always asked for somebody like you, and you're just the best. I love you so much. And we just, like, go back and forth, like, I love you. No, I love you.
No. It's like when the drinks start tasting like I love my friends, but we're stone cold.
Well, exactly. We're always sober when we do that.
Which, you know, I think that's kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'll just be driving, and I'll be like, I really want to thank you for doing this with me today. And you'll be like, of course I wanted to go. And I go, no, but you went with me. Yeah. And then I'll just be like,
and then we analyze the events of the day. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, when you did this, that was amazing. And oh my gosh, you're so considerate and blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just.
I'll be like, or did you notice that tonal shift change?
Yeah.
In the group? Like, or I don't know. Like, I just.
We pick up on the same things and then we discuss it later.
We unpack.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, kitten. Daddy will discuss it later. That's us. I don't know.
We have our debriefs.
Yeah. And as we should, because we're Detective Fierce.
100%. Do you guys do that with your friends?
Yeah. Do you unpack every social cue that's ever happened to you in an evening with friends?
In a totally normal way?
Yeah. Totally normal.
Totally
normal. Not weird that we do that.
No, not at all.
Or I'll be like, do you see the way that they glance at each other? They're definitely, something's going on there.
Oh my gosh,
Or you're like, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Or just like two witches being like, yes, the crystal ball tells me things.
Yeah, because nothing really like happens to us in our lives that...
Things happen to me constantly.
Well, things happen, but it's not like drama. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We just like observing things and getting the tea and just
like
living our lives.
You know the ride Dinosaur?
Yes.
We get in, get the tea, get out.
100%.
Yeah.
That's what we do all the time.
And then we talk about the tea.
Yeah.
We don't tell anybody else the tea.
No.
I just go, so that tea.
We drink the tea for ourselves.
Yeah. We have tea time. With little crumpets and scones and...
Yes.
What is a crumpet?
You know what? I don't know. To me, You know, when I went to London, I didn't have afternoon tea, and I don't think I'm going to be having it this time as well. But I do want to do an afternoon tea in England, just for authenticity's sake.
Oh.
What is a crumpet?
A crumpet is a griddle bread made from flour, water, or milk and yeast. It's popular in the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and South Africa. It basically looks like an English muffin.
Oh, that's 100% an English muffin.
That's just an English muffin. That's a crumpet?
Oh. You know what?
I'm a little disappointed. But it literally looks like an English muffin.
I don't like English muffins.
Crumpets versus English muffins. What's the difference? It's
probably just the name.
Tell me more.
Let's unpack.
What is a crumpet? We've already been through that. They're also regularly enjoyed. We already know that. Now, what is an English muffin? Oh, you know what? They do kind of look different. A crumpet looks fluffier. Kind of
really?
More like a pancake. And an English muffin kind of looks... I don't really know how to explain it. Like, it looks like an English muffin. But what's the difference? Can I please get through all this? They're both cooked on a griddle or stovetop. Okay. They're about the same size and have craters or holes. Mm-hmm. The differences are crumpets are always made with milk and are only griddled on one side, leaving one side toasted and the other soft. Like a pancake, my mind. Crumpet, what's this? And then English muffins, they have a breadier... Get this ad out of my face. They have a breadier texture and are toasted on both sides. But does it have milk in it or no?
I guess not. Yeah, I guess not. Okay, so one is toasted on one side and not the other. The one is toasted on both sides.
And maybe it has milk in it or maybe not.
Exactly.
I feel like we've learned a lot.
Have you guys learned a lot? Yeah.
This is an educational podcast.
Oh, 100%.
Speaking of educational.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we did the Illusion Museum?
Yeah.
I'm saying museum very lightly. It was an exhibit, if anything. Yeah. They had the word edutational.
Mm-hmm.
Edutational.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like...
Do you not like that word?
It's educational and entertainment or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're just freestyling with words. I hate it.
What else can you do in this economy? You got to capitalize on something.
I can't believe you just in this economy me.
Yeah, I did.
That's my
You
thing.
Walked right into it.
Damn.
I'm becoming you, and you're becoming me.
Yeah. But, oh my God. I remember I read that word, and I was like, it broke my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Edutainment.
Edutainment, edutational.
Are we edutainment?
Yeah. Wouldn't you guys say?
Now you know the difference between an English muffin and a crumpet.
Right,
so when
like where else would you learn
you,
that?
You can ratio them.
100%.
Yeah, you could have a British person be like, I bet you don't even know the difference between a muffin and a crumpet.
And then, like, boom.
Actually, I happen to know the difference. One is cooked on one side and sometimes, usually always made with milk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a crumpet. And then they'll go, jolly good show.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it'll happen. It's like those fake arguments that you win in your head. But this one will happen.
I'm waiting for the next British person to approach me and ask me that.
Yeah, and you seem to have a lot of them approach you.
Yeah, they do approach me.
Have we talked about that?
No, we haven't spoken.
Go ahead, have the floor.
What do you mean?
The way that British people have an affinity towards you.
I kind of have an affinity towards them, though. I think it's like a mutual attraction between me and the entire country of England.
No, I think they see you and they're like this mysterious American woman.
American woman.
Yeah,
oh my God, is that me?
Yeah,
that's
you're
crazy.
The American woman. Yeah.
I think we just have an affinity towards each other. And I always get approached all the time by British people. And I can, like, now I can look at them and just be like, I know you have an accent. And they approach me and they have an accent. And I go, I knew it.
I just think people happen and look British. And I will not be elaborating on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they can.
You look at them and you go, you're British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people from certain countries, they look like they're from that country.
Like French people.
Yeah. Like you can
I can
just
clock French people from a mile away.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't really like French people.
Oh.
All our French listeners just exited.
Hey, did you know that I'm like 1/4 French? I can say that.
Okay, there you go. You're allowed.
Mm-hmm. So if anyone is justified in making that claim, it's me.
Okay,
so I have a confession to make.
Ooh, confession time.
I did an ancestry. And we'll just, you know me, I'm Isabella. Mm-hmm. My whole brand is that I'm Italian.
Yep.
And I am Italian. I am the local Italian. But what if I told you that that isn't necessarily true?
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I did Ancestry many, many moons ago. Back in 2018, that's when this photo saved on my phone.
Oh my gosh.
And now we are going to go through my DNA.
Okay.
I have a confession to make. But I would argue that maybe I look Italian.
Yeah.
Hey, chat, what ethnic, not ethnicity, right? What
nationality?
Nationality. What's that one thing Raven Simone said? She's like, I'm from every continent in Africa. Remember that?
I remember that. I don't know who said, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know, and I can't quote the exact thing. I know what you're speaking about, though. Is it nationality or ethnicity?
Nationality.
Well, nationality is that.
Because this one says ethnicity regions.
But nationality, is that like it's from? Like, are you American as your nationality, and ethnicity is like your ancestral origins?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I don't know how I would describe what my percentage of where I'm from, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. We did not look up the definition of nationality and ethnicity before that. So if we sound dumb, oh well.
Hey,
or if I sound dumb,
I'm literally just a girl.
I'm literally just a girl.
This one, I'm going with ethnicity, even though I don't feel like that's right, because that's what this says.
No, I think it's ethnicity. I think nationality, like, you're American, because you were born in America.
Real. You're so right. Yeah. Okay.
Because that's your nation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nation. We'll start with the smallest percentage and we'll work our way up.
Okay.
So, at 3%, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales.
Woo!
At 4%, we have Norway. At 13%, we have Germanic Europe.
Ooh. And what does Germanic Europe include? Does it go more in depth?
No.
Oh, okay, bye.
In my mind, I'm thinking just like Angelo Saxton.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, here's the crazy one. At 18%.
18.
Italian. Now, at 22%.
22.
We have French. And at 40%, we have, drumroll please, Great Britain. Yeah. So I'm a fraud, and I'm happily so.
You can claim the British people.
I can't. So anything I ever say about British people, I feel like I'm justified in saying.
And then going back to what I said, I have an affinity for them.
And
for magnetizing towards them. I found her, and I didn't even know this. Yeah. I didn't even know it.
You sensed it on me.
Somehow I sensed it. As soon as she read these results to me, I went, oh my God, is that why I love you so much?
That's why you just stuck to yourself. Snatchies. You said, come here. And I went, huh?
Huh?
No, so that's my crazy fun fact, is that I'm actually not that Italian, but my last name is.
Mm-hmm. So it counts.
That's what makes me. I don't know if my children can claim they're Italian.
Well, unless you marry an Italian man.
Which is the goal. Mm-hmm. That's always been the goal.
Yeah, have an Italian man, then have more Italian children.
Yeah, and or at least I'm going to keep my last name tethered to me.
Yeah.
Because it's cool.
I think.
If you have a stupid last name, I'm keeping mine.
I don't know if I would ever change my last name to my husband's last name. So if I get married, I don't really know if I want to change my last name or even hyphenate it, because that's a lot of paperwork to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen people, like, you have to go through a lot of paperwork to initially change your name when you get married, and then, God forbid, you get divorced, you have to go through all that paperwork to get rid of that last name. And mm-hmm. I just think that's way too much work. I could be doing so many better things with my time mm-hmm. than dealing with paperwork. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's, like, why my mom, she's still
my
last name. But also she did it because we were in high school. And she's like, I need my name to be legally, like, the same.
Yeah.
So no one questions anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only thing. Like, if you do have children, like, you're not going to have, and you choose not to change your last name, like, you're not going to have the same last name
mm-hmm.
as them unless you hyphenate their last name.
Yeah.
With yours, but I don't know if
But then does that make it seem like you weren't married when they were born?
But what if you were? I don't know.
Because then, you know, there's a whole social whatever about, like,
that's
born
true.
Out of wedlock. But still, who, which is crazy.
Who cares about
that? Who cares?
In this day and age, literally, who cares?
Who cares? I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I literally don't care.
Yeah. That's a
big thing. But I've been thinking about that. Like, I really don't think I would change my last name. I like my last name. I'm fine. A lot of people cannot pronounce it, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. And also, there are different ways of pronouncing it. So, this is a funny story. So, my name, I pronounce it Carvalho. Mm-hmm. Because in Portuguese, you say it Carvalho. Mm-hmm. And I can't say it 100% correct, but it's Carvalho. So, Carvalho, right?
Yo.
Naturally. Yo! But there is the actress who plays Moana. Her voice is Moana. Her last name is spelled almost the exact same, but instead of C-A-R at the beginning, it's C-R-A.
Mm.
But it's spelled the exact same otherwise. And she says Cravalho.
Oh.
So
that all sounds...
It does, but, yeah. Like, she's not, like, Portuguese or anything.
Mm.
But also... Really funny story. When I was like 16, 17, I found this guy on Twitter and his name is Sam Carvalho. And so I was like, dude, we have the same name. And I think he was like verified on Twitter at the time.
Okay.
I was like, we have the same name. We should be friends. And like, I followed him. He followed me. He even sent me a Christmas card one year, which is really funny, like
That's
of him
so
and
funny.
His girlfriend and his dog or whatever. But he pronounces his last name Carvalho.
Hmm.
And I'm like...
That's interesting.
Interesting. So I don't know if... Because I feel like I'm not in the wrong.
No,
if
you could never be.
No, I'm never wrong.
No.
But if you say Carvalho, like that would be the natural, like, Americanized way of saying it to me.
Carvalho.
Yeah, where would you get Carvalho? Why are you adding things? Where's the E-O?
Getting so mad. I love it.
Like, I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like my last name. Apparently, it's pretty, like, common in Portugal.
I was waiting to mention this. How you are the Smith of Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
My last name is the Smith of Italy.
Hey, we stick together.
Absolutely. Birds of a feather. Because my last name is Ciccarelli.
Mm-hmm.
Very Italian. I would
very,
argue.
Very Italian.
People see my last name and they go, hey, and I go,
Ciccarelli.
I go, oh, okay.
Okay.
But no, so it's like, I remember we Googled it. You're the Smith of Portugal. But I get people, they pronounce my name Ciccarelli.
Which is weird. No.
I'm like,
if you know anything about the Italian language, you would know that's not Ciccarelli.
Once I was at an airport. And the lady went, oh, Ciccarelli. She said it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's German, right? I was like, what?
Excuse me?
And then once when I was in the South Carolina, like the Charleston airport.
Yeah.
My last name, people were stopping me. Like I checked my bag and they're like, your last name? I've never seen that before. I was like, oh, da, 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 da. I walk. I go to the TSA gate. They stop me again. Oh, your last name. How did you say that? I've never seen that last name. I was a wonder. I was a miracle in Charleston.
You were the bombshell blonde of the Charleston airport.
I really was for that, like, hour I was there.
That's amazing. You were like a celebrity. People were probably like, oh, my God, everybody gather around. I've never heard this girl's last
like,
name
who's
before.
That beautiful Italian woman.
Yeah.
She's like,
Italian
she's
got
to at least be 50%.
Little do they know, she's 18%.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I'm living a lie. But I am the local Italian.
You're the local Italian, yeah.
In most rooms I'm in, I'm the local Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Except for, like, the Italian pavilion in Epcot.
Oh, no, I'm not the local Italian.
No.
But they're like, they're the ICP Italian.
Yeah.
So maybe I am still the local Italian because I live here.
Yeah, that's true.
You're still local. Win. Mm-hmm. I'm the local Italian. They're the true Italians.
Yeah.
That's
there's
a difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if we boiled it down, they're only here for, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
So
which is crazy. I don't know if I'd move to a different country just for 3 months. Like, I'm just getting settled in. I mean, I probably would move to a different country for three
I
months.
Say,
I'm totally lying. But, like, I don't know. To do, like, that entire move and only be here for 3 months and also work, like, crazy hours, I don't know if I would do that.
Yeah. Well.
But people do. And they love it. And
they
have fun.
It. Well, did I tell you at the time, I love going to the Italy Pavilion and getting ID'd. My favorite story of that. Because I usually get the Rosa Regale.
Yeah. That's good.
Go-to. I love it. Is it overpriced there? Yes. But it's just
obviously.
So like... yeah. So I remember I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was by myself. I don't even think we were really that big of friends yet.
Oh, it was before me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
I was with Molly.
Ooh.
And so I go up there, I get a Rosa. He reads my ID, and he goes, oh, Ciccarelli. Like, that was a weird accent, but he said it with an Italian accent.
Ciccarelli.
Like, he's like, you know, with a last name like that, this would have been on the house, but we're in the House of Mouse. But he said it with an Italian accent. And in my mind, I was like, oh, he wants me so bad.
Oh, my God. He was in love with you.
He was in love with me. He was like, I found an American Italian.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my visa, but we'll still be of the same people.
That's crazy.
I think about him all the... If you're watching this podcast, I think of you often.
That man totally
very tall.
Fell in love with you.
He did. Because wow. He was like, your last name. This would have been free, but we were in the House of Mouse.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine getting a free drink somewhere? That has
for
yet to happen.
For my heritage?
Oh, my God.
We need to go find a Portuguese bar.
I don't know if I want to find a Portuguese bar.
That would actually be really scary. But we should go and see if we'll get a free drink.
Maybe. I don't even think I look Portuguese at all. But, like, I'm... If I did an ancestry, I'd be almost, like, 100% Portuguese, I would say.
Real?
Yeah. So I don't know why I don't look Portuguese at all.
What do you think you look like?
I don't know. I'm really bad at, like, looking at myself and being, like... I'm bad at perceiving myself.
You know what you look like?
Huh?
An American.
American Rah! Woman.
Eagle sound effect.
My pronouns are USA.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think I look like anything?
I think that you look French.
Really?
Like, you give off, like if you walked up to me in, like, a learn how to speak French video, you... Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Me amo Sam.
Comment ça va? Me amo.
I can't remember how to say my
Spanish.
Name.
That's Spanish.
How do you say it?
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle Sam. I'd be like, oh my God, there's a French woman.
Oh my gosh. Also, I'm wearing, like...
Yeah, you are very French
looking
right now.
Yeah, I'm very Parisian. Very French...
Parisian, that's quite the word. I like it.
Yeah.
Parisian. Did I ever tell you, when I was learning French my freshman year of high school, I hated it. I got a C.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Barely passed.
Oops.
And there was this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, je suis de, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, je suis de Boston, da 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 da. And then this one guy, he went, je suis de Cleveland. I think about him all the time. He had such like a Midwestern dude bro accent. When he was like, just suis de Cleveland.
Wow.
And we were giggling because we were like, yeah, I believe that he's from Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
100%. He was wearing like a Browns jersey too when he said it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Sold me.
He lives and breathes Cleveland.
I wonder if, can anybody find that clip of him saying, je suis de Cleveland? It was so funny.
That clip?
It's from
You were in class.
It's from the 80s.
Oh wait, what?
It was like a video.
I thought
it was like a learn how to speak French video.
Oh, like, I thought you meant somebody in your class.
No.
I was like, who was filming that at the time? Okay.
Maybe he wasn't wearing a brown jersey. He was wearing maybe just a zip up, but
oh, okay. So everybody do some internet sleuthing right now. Find a learning French video from what, the 80s?
90s. About where people are from. And a guy that says Je suis de Cleveland. I think about him constantly.
Okay.
And once in that class, my teacher hated me, first off. Because I chose a male name. Because I was Pepe. Because at the time, Pepe was funny.
Okay.
He hadn't yet become...
El Pepe.
A bad symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my friends, we all did male names. And she threw a fit about that.
Oh, not very progressive of her.
No. We were just reading from a book. And I did not learn very well that way. And I remember I was lost in the book. And she called on me. And she went, Pepe? And I was like, I'm so sorry, like, I'm lost where we are. And she's like, well, say anything. And I said, those are fighting words.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I said? Je m'appelle, wait.
Your name?
No, wait. Como se dice? No, it's not como
That's Spanish.
Oh my God, how do you say
como diton?
Como diton, ball is life, en français.
Ooh.
I said, como diton, ball is life, en français. And she said, what? Everyone starts laughing. I said, como diton, ball is life, en français. Bitch.
Yeah.
Don't you dare insult me. I'll throw it right back at you.
That's so funny.
No. Also, did you like how I most recently learned Spanish, so that's still in my head about like...
Yeah. Como se dice. I mean, you're doing really well with that. Me amo. Como se dice.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's in there a little bit. But no. And I think she hated me. She also did... yelled at a kid once in class, and she was like, basically she was racist towards him and said, like, well, you know, in a few years I'll have a nice new car and you'll be struggling to make pay, like, make payments.
Oh my God.
And at the time I was friends with the principal's daughter.
Uh-huh.
So he pulled me aside and went, what happened? And I said, here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I did not care about her. I said, here's what happened. Here's what she said. Here's how he reacted. This is what happened after that.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll never forget her. I don't remember her
did
name.
Did she get fired or anything?
No. No one else wanted to teach French.
Come on. So, you can find somebody.
Yeah.
In this economy, you can find
somebody.
In this
economy. We get to have you.
Yeah.
You want to go move to Ohio and teach kids French?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Maybe virtually.
Oh.
So I can, like, go anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be like...
You can teach the people.
Je suis en français.
Yeah?
No.
Blue, blanc, rouge.
Oui.
Yeah. That's all the only colors I remember because those are the colors of the flag.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Je suis en France. And then I'll be teaching.
Un pain. Baguette.
Un pain.
Oui, oui.
Un pain.
Oui. Pepe.
Un croissant.
Nutella.
Nutella. Uh-huh. Oui. Un baguette. What is it at the French pavilion? The Chef sandwich de... with jambon.
Oh.
Et beurre.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Ham.
I would
burger.
Like to buy a
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a Demburger.
Demburger.
It is not Demburger. I said I would like to buy a Demburger.
Yeah.
Steve Martin is hilarious. Can we speak about that when we watch the Pink Panther?
Yeah, she made me watch the Pink Panther, and now Zeweza.
Zeweza.
Zeweza is mild.
Is mild.
Do you think it will stay? Is this mild?
Oui, I do.
Yeah.
Oh my
because
gosh.
Because there's a hurricane pulling through right now.
Yeah, we're filming this in a hurricane.
Yeah, hashtag hurricane podcast with hashtag hurricane Helen with an E. Some might say Helene.
Helene.
Helene? I don't know. Yeah. I'm calling it Helen with an E.
Mm-hmm. It's like Helen. Isn't that the mom from Incredibles, her name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Helen.
Helen
Parr.
Helen Parr. You're
and
right.
Bob Parr.
Bob Parr.
Violet dash Jack-Jack.
And Jack-Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, so one of my favorite movies of all time is The Pink Panther 2006 with Steve Martin.
And Beyonce.
Pink Panther 1. And Beyonce. It is the funniest movie that I've ever seen. If anybody ever wants to know, like, what my sense of humor is, just watch that video because it's literally me.
Yeah.
I think it really shaped my personality as a
Absolutely.
Child. I could quote that movie, every single line. And I cry laughing every time I watch it. So for like a good year, I was telling you, I was like, we need to watch the Pink Panther movie. And Isabella was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. like, whatever. And then one night I like sat her down and I was like, can we watch the Pink Panther? And she was like, okay. And then I brought it up on the TV and it starts playing and she goes, I thought this was like a cartoon. I thought it was like animated. And I go, no, this
yeah,
is like.
I thought it was like the Pink Panther.
The live action with Steve Martin. Like, it's not animated at all.
It really has nothing to do with the Pink Panther cartoon.
No, not at all.
He just shows the opening credits.
It's the Pink Panther diamond.
My thing is that I think Steve Martin is if the Pink Panther was a human.
Ooh.
That's my fan theory.
Maybe that's why, like, they made it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's just supposed to be the Pink Panther. But, yeah, so. She watched it, and then she starts quoting the
yeah.
Zeweza.
Zeweza.
Because that's
it's like a running
Inspector
gag.
Clouseau's like thing.
Yeah.
When he thinks that there's somebody in the room, he makes like conversation, and he talks about the weather.
Yeah.
And then he attacks whoever is in the room, mm-hmm. hiding. So The Pink Panther is one of my favorite movies of all time, and I'm really glad that Isabella watched it now,
yeah.
because now she can quote Zeweza, and she knows anytime she says that, she gets a smile out of me.
Yeah, it's very funny.
And I just start cracking up.
Yeah.
You just know it's going to bring a smile to my face, and I love that.
Yeah.
It's very considerate.
Well, there's a thing I like to quote that I think nobody knows.
What?
Mr. Bean. There was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That movie, I think, shaped my childhood. I don't remember it, but I remember it being very impactful.
Hmm.
And his whole thing, he doesn't speak much, but all he says is, the beach. Because he's trying to go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the whole movie, he's trying to go to the beach.
Oh my God.
I think it's like Mr. Bean Goes to the Beach. It's like a whole movie. And all the time, I'll be at the beach, and I'll go, the beach. Nobody knows what
it.
I'm talking about. It drives me nuts.
We can watch it.
Yeah.
And then I'll get it.
It was like, I remember being like kind of very artsy.
Hmm. Artsy Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean goes, Mr. Bean learns about art. Speaking of art, co-star.
Ooh, yeah.
We haven't done that.
Okay. All right, so we're going to look at our co-stars now. Yes. Let's open that up.
I'm going to pull your attention to co-star now.
Do you want to read yours first?
Yeah. You know what? Let's just do back and forth all the time. You went first, now it's my turn.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to read this one.
Read it.
You won't be happy with someone who doesn't know how to take care of themselves.
Oh.
Youch.
Boom.
Which is true, because I dated someone that didn't know, and it actually made me very angry.
Yeah.
My dues. Morning routines.
Mm-hmm.
Unwinding. Fact check. English muffin crumpet.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't. Starched shirt. Instruction manuals. Sucking up.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. And then I'll read my paragraphs after you.
Oh, okay. Mine's interesting. It says, make time to observe the ocean.
I don't know if you want to go over there right
now. You know what? I don't like the beach.
The beach.
I don't really like going to the beach. Do scented candles, confessions, slow jams. Well, I just confess that I don't like the beach.
Done.
Don't dissolve, overcomplicate, melodrama.
Mm.
Isn't that the name of Lorde's album? I can't listen to that album today.
Sorry.
It's crazy. Sorry, Lorde. Did you know Lorde and I share a birthday? She's like...
Are you guys best friends?
I think she's... Yeah, we're besties.
You know, we go...
She's like a year older than me, I think, but we're born on November 7th.
Interesting.
So every single year I make a tweet to her and this YouTuber named Bethany Moda. She's Portuguese, and I used to watch her all the time. She also has the same birthday, but she's like a year or two older than me.
Same. You are her.
So I make a birthday tweet every single year. Happy birthday to us. And then I tag
them. Both of
them. Yeah. I've been doing it for like 10 years. This is my tradition.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Okay, so all right. Read your paragraphs.
You feel irritable.
Ooh.
Instead of being a Wikipedia entry, try organizing your thoughts. Hiding behind the books you've read only reveals the way you twist words.
Mm.
It can be hard to keep it fun when you're sidelined. You're not a bad person for wanting things to be simple. Communicate what you need to change. The broader focus of your life during this time is to use your optimism to seek out experiences that could broaden your perspective. Your attention is priceless. Don't waste it on what you can't do or can't have by a false need or an insincere lust.
Ooh.
What you've kept close all along has its own richness.
Okay.
What I've kept close all along. That's tea.
That is tea.
That's so tea, actually. Your
Very
turn.
Interesting. All right, my turn. Today you feel like you're really able to delve into your motivations. The further down you dig, the more the surface will make sense when you get back to it. Mm. It's your path to carve. I like that.
Carvio.
Ooh.
Your path to carvio.
Oh my gosh. It can be hard to stick things through when you're required to finish something. You're not a bad person for asserting yourself. Do what you say you're going to do. I feel like I already had that. I feel like I read that paragraph before.
Mm-hmm.
The broader focus of your life during this time is to balance your duties and your desire to transform so that you can set yourself on the path towards fast and unrestrained growth. If you keep pretending to be someone else, you'll keep feeling like nobody understands you. Ooh.
That's tea.
That one is tea.
Wow. How does it make you feel?
I don't know. Am I pretending to be someone else? Maybe I am in just a little bit because I'm doing this like manifestation thing where I'm just pretending like this podcast is like number one on the charts and like I'm pretending that I'm there already because I'm manifesting it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I'll keep feeling like nobody understands me. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I think I maybe understand you.
I think you maybe do too.
Yeah.
So I don't know, co-star. I don't know. That's kind of tea though. But, yeah, that's our co-stars for the day.
Do you want to read our patterns?
Ooh, okay.
I feel like we have enough time to do both today.
That's true, yeah. Let's read our patterns. And as of right now, the pattern has not updated their user interface still. Oh, wait, the pattern, new version now available. Update today to see your new personalized vault.
I didn't update it.
You didn't update?
I wanted to read something, so I hit X.
I'm going to update while you read it then.
Okay.
Okay.
So my daily vibe today, set an intention to let go of something you feel ashamed about from your past.
Ooh.
It is your instinct to try and shoulder the burdens for others, and you may blame yourself if you don't achieve the success you expect. Ideally, you can recognize that all the parts of you are authentic and worthy of self-love. Damn. I've been working on that recently, self-love. Yeah. We had a conversation about it last week.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you. I feel like the pattern really does hit better than CoStar.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think the astrology people are onto something when they say the pattern is a little bit more accurate.
Yeah, because that one actually shows like your chart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got the entire thing. I can't read that.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah, that's all gibberish to me.
I don't know what it means. I would love to know what it means. What's a south node?
I don't know. Okay, so my daily vibe. This is a good day to focus on how you feel when you have to make a decision, because you instinctually tend to prioritize input from others. You might not think about or even be aware of your own needs. Today, put yourself first. Very interesting. I do rely on other people's opinions, but I am trying harder to listen to my own intuition as well. I feel like I've always struggled with that. I think a lot of people struggle with that from like being brought up in different ways. Like you learn to not trust yourself and put trust into others and like not value your own opinion. I think that's like a cool journey to be on to be able to recognize that growth. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I feel like people rely so strongly on what people think because of pack mentality, tribal. Like if you're not in with the tribe, you'll get kicked out and have to survive on your own.
Yeah, that's true.
Always worrying about, you know, back in the caveman days, like oh, you always have to make sure that you are being perceived well and keeping
like good graces. Can provide value,
that you're not gonna get kicked out in the wilderness and starve to death.
That's true. That goes back a little bit.
So I feel like, you know, you can't discredit wanting to not like fit in,
but like wanting the opinions on other people.
Yeah, to be positive because we're hardwired to want to be good.
That's true.
Usually we're hardwired to be like that. But so
that
I think it's good to not care what other people think. It's important to not care what others think, but also to understand that you can't help but thinking of you can't help to think like that because that's what kept your ancestors alive for so long.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good insight onto that.
Thank you.
And this is why I love conversations with you.
No, stop. I love conversations with you.
Oh my god!
But most of the time, I just get lost in your eyes. And that's Rizabella right there.
Yep.
I'm known on the streets as Rizabella.
Yep.
Don't ask the streets that. Mm-mm. They'll lie.
Because they want you all for themselves.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every night we have to lock the doors because the streets call.
100% the streets do be calling.
Damn.
Dang.
It's like, streets calling. Will you answer? You know, like when they're like, Jesus is calling. Are you going to answer?
Oh my gosh.
The streets are calling.
Yeah.
Will you answer?
That would be a sick billboard, though.
I'm making that a billboard.
Oh my God. The streets
are calling. Yap O'Clock is calling. Will you answer?
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's Yap O'Clock. Do you know where your kids are?
That eats. I like that.
Yeah, I know where they are. They're inside listening to the Yap O'Clock podcast.
Yap O'Clock on all streaming services.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
It's Yap O'Clock. Do you know where your kids are?
We are so smart.
Absolutely. Just two intellects looking at each other, quite frankly. Yeah.
You guys are so lucky to be listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah, in the indie early stages. Before.
So underground.
Yeah, before we get known.
Right.
Should we make t-shirts that are like, I knew Yap O'Clock before?
Yeah.
And just hand it out to our friends?
Yes.
That's the 100%. Only people that can get it.
Oh my gosh, that's the guest star gift.
I was on the Yap O'Clock podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've talked about that. We're going to start having guest stars. And by guest stars, I mean just people that we mutually know.
Right, like our friends. They are stars to us. So yeah. They will be stars to you.
Yeah. And so we'll be inviting our guest stars.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll sit here.
Yeah, we're going to have to rearrange this a little bit, push this table out. They'll be sitting there.
I'm going to give them I do remember when those little tiny microphones were trendy?
Yeah.
I'll have one of those and I'll just hold it like this the entire time.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Time. We'll need another microphone.
Yeah. We need a guest microphone.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
We'll only invite people over that have microphones.
Oh, that's a requirement? Start.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring your own equipment.
So really, we'll just be having gamers over.
Ooh, if they have another light, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe they stream or something, so they have a light.
You can be on the podcast, but you have to bring your own light, bring your own mic.
Right.
BYOLM.
Mm-hmm. Light mic. Do your own makeup. Like,
yeah.
We don't have a makeup team for you.
No.
Like,
I am my own makeup team.
100%.
And it's just mascara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine's eyeliner.
And you eat.
Hey, you eat, too.
Gosh,
Well, this has been fun. Yeah. I think we're going to wrap it up here.
First episode with a name.
Right.
Yap-a-clonk. We already knew that.
We knew it, but it's like official now because we secured all the handles and everything.
Yeah,
we're locked in.
We're locked in. Are you locked in? Are you ready for...
It's Yap-a-clonk. Are you locked in?
It's Yap-a-clonk. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
I miss you. Please answer my phone.
Please come home.
The kids are asking about you.
What do I tell them? Oh my gosh.
Dad, I got dark a little bit.
Oops. All right. Oops. So we're going to go. We hope everybody had a beautiful time listening to our podcast. Thank you for being so supportive for us. And
thank you.
We love you guys so much. Oh my gosh. We should have like a name for our fans. We're going to discuss this
another time. The Yapsters.
The Yapsters.
Welcome back, everybody, to Yap-a-clonk. How are y'all doing today, Yapsters? And then we're, like, streaming, and then we're getting, like, bits. Thank you for the bits. Thank you for the roses.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we'll do that thing where it's like, ice cream, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. Ice cream, yum, yum. Roses.
All right, these are new developments in the Yap-a-clonk franchise.
Uh-huh. We'll check back next week, let you know what sticks.
What's happening, yeah. What's up?
Mm-hmm. I think that kind of wraps it up, though.
Yeah, it does wrap it up.
Yeah, let's actually wrap it up now.
I know, we've tried to wrap it up like 5 times. We just keep yapping. All right, well, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you all. Hope you have a lovely day or night or whenever you're listening to this. Hope you have a lovely future.
I hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Bye. All right, bye.